While 36,600 jobs were created in 2011, the number of jobs needed to keep up with population growth was nearly 41,000.
So it's going to take a lot longer before we can bring the labor market in Virginia back to health.
Michael Cassidy, president of the nonprofit Commonwealth Institute for Fiscal Analysis, said these numbers send a clear message to the General Assembly.
Some of the proposals that are currently being debated in terms of budget cuts to education, to healthcare, are the kinds of things that could very well set us back in terms of keeping strong economic growth and keeping jobs in the state.
Factoring in growth in the working age population, Cassidy noted, Virginia's total jobs gap now stands at 283,200 jobs just to get back to pre-recession employment levels. John Ogle, WCVE News.